Welcome to your Found Family podcast, where we don't just have a heart-to-heart, we connect soul to soul. I'm your host, Lizzie, a certified coaching practitioner who found family outside of blood family. In our Found Family, you are accepted and assured that you are not alone. Subscribe and tune in for educational and empowering soul chats with women from all over the world, talking about well-being, personal growth and development, and mental and emotional health. Notes to self titled Breakthrough! Exclamation point. So get ready, guys. This is a good one. January 2nd, 2017. And it says this: the reason why I'm afraid to chase after my dreams is because there will be an expectation upon me to constantly perform. That thought terrifies me and makes me feel trapped. I don't want to pursue them then. It's like my inner child throwing a tantrum and spitefully doing the opposite or not doing anything at all. I don't like when other people have to put pressure or expectation on me. And since I did that to myself for so many years, it's an overwhelming feeling of maybe I shouldn't try or I'll always need to perform. Guys, this notes to self makes no sense to me reading it in 2019. Like, poor Lizzie of 2017. I am so sorry, girl. Like, I want to go back in time and just give myself a big hug and just be like, oh my God, like, you're gonna be okay. Don't worry. Because at that point in time, this was the beginning of 2017. So that means that I had just gone through some of the most challenging months of my entire life, learning that I'm pansexual, moving to Brooklyn, you know, like getting tattoos, getting my piercings, expanding my horizon, learning more about myself and the world around me, asking questions, like challenging the things that I believed to be true when I was a young person. Those things were so overwhelming to me that it's like no wonder why I was under so much pressure, and no wonder why I was feeling trapped, and no wonder why I was feeling like, you know what, if I'm actually going to try to do the things that I want to do, then I'm going to have to keep doing it. And at the time, I didn't even know what step zero was, let alone what step two or three was. And so I'm able to sit here now in 2019 and be like, you know what? I am living my dreams. I have known for at least 10 years now that I've wanted to do life coaching, but I never took steps towards that. It was just this thought of like, I want a life coach. But what happens? I had these overwhelming feelings and fears of, well, what if I don't know what kind of life coach to be? What if I don't know who my ideal client is going to be or what type of message I'm going to share? And like, girl, don't get me wrong, okay? As I'm sitting here, like, there are still moments in time where I am still questioning that. I'm like, okay, I know that I want to promote self-awareness and I want to be a resource and a pocket cheerleader for everyone to help people learn more about themselves so that they can be stronger employees and more caring, compassionate friends and stronger lovers and, you know, you name it. Like, across the board, when you learn who you are and what makes you unique and you learn to love those things about you, there is just this presence that just comes out of you and people notice it. And I know this to be true having grown up with, again, a narcissistic personality disorder parent and feeling like every single move of mine was calculated and predetermined. And I never felt, just as I said in this note, I never felt like I was able to do things because I felt like there was this constant expectation and I was terrified to constantly be performing because it's fucking exhausting to be turned on in that way all the time. Like, being turned on in one way is like a different thing, right? Like with your partner, your lover, whatever. But like when you're constantly turned on, like with an on switch for the fight or flight response, it is exhausting. And clearly, I had revelations even in January of 2017 that this was, you know, something that I finally realized. And so again, like, I'm sitting here in 2019 living my dreams. I am enrolled in a course to become a licensed practitioner, a licensed certified life coach. And I didn't know what podcasts were back then, but I'm sure that if I did know what they were, I would have wanted one. And here I am. I have my podcast. I definitely wanted to have some type of like presence and community on social media, whether it was Twitter or Instagram or YouTube. And, you know, I'm back on Twitter. I was never really on Twitter, so I feel like I'm kind of just on it for the first time now. But my point is that like I'm feeling so incredibly connected with my higher self and with my vision for what my steps are, that I'm sitting here just wondering like how I could have even thought these things, because even when I'm having these confusions about, you know, the type of life coach, the type of client, or the next move, or the next type of content, like there is still clarity because I still know that I love doing what it is that I'm doing. And so I don't feel overwhelmed anymore. And so what I want to talk to you guys about today is how to relieve yourself from these expectations. And these are steps that don't necessarily, they're not necessarily in order, but I would say that these are things that have helped me to let go of like all this baggage and stress and worry and anxiety. So the first thing is to become aware of the expectations. Who is setting these expectations? Is it what you really want, or is it what someone else really wants? Right? This goes back to what I was just sharing. For those of you who are either in a relationship with or have been in a relationship with or grew up in a household with a narcissistic personality disordered person, you know, someone living with narcissistic personality disorder, they can appear on the surface like so charming, so caring and thoughtful and like, oh my God, they love me, you know, everything, right? Everything seems just shiny with roses. And then comes in the manipulation and the control and the basically cutting of the wings. I feel like that is probably one of the first things that happens when a narcissist puts forth their true colors, is that they clip your wings because they're afraid that you're too powerful or too X or too Y with your wings. And the way to control you is to clip your wings and to keep you from doing things that you want to do. They stop you from thinking thoughts that you know you're thinking. They'll correct you. They will make you think that you're the crazy one. And they will set these absolutely unrealistic expectations of what the relationship, whether it's mother-daughter, father-son, daughter-father, you know, like whatever combination of relationship that you can put into place, that is their tactic. And so when you become aware of these expectations and you understand who is setting them, if it's the narcissist, stop listening to that voice. It's not easy. I am telling you right now, it is not easy, but because awareness, self-awareness is so empowering and so powerful that once you do recognize, you know what? I do have a say. I do have a voice. I do have opinions and they do matter. And I recognize now that my belief system was not my own. It was programmed. It was downloaded into me based on how that person wanted me to live my life. And that thing that they want from me is not actually what I want from me. And that is the first step to cutting the strings to grow back your wings. The second thing is being open to changes. One of my favorite philosophies, or just not even philosophies, but sound like a teacher or professor or something, but like one of my mottos, I should say, or like my mantras is like, you never know. Right? Like I've been in sales for 10 years. I've been in recruiting for 4.5 years. I've been in training and development for like 4 years as well. And what I can tell you from experience is that all of my people jobs have taught me so much about people, obviously. And especially within sales, like I have learned firsthand that like you win some, you lose some, and you can't get upset about it. You literally have to ride the wave because you just don't know what's going to happen. And so I've taken this idea with me in every situation, whether I'm applying for a new job or, you know, you meet a new friend or you meet someone in the elevator, like you have no idea. They could be your next boss, your next employer, your next, you know, best friend even. Like one of the girls that lives in our building, she's on the same floor. I saw her in the elevator. Like I pressed, you know, our floor number and she was like, oh, I'm going to the same place. And I was like, oh my God, that's so great. Are you new? I've never seen you like around before. And she was like, oh, you know, yes. Like I moved in a couple months ago with my boyfriend. And I was like, oh my God, so cute. Like I moved in with my boyfriend. That's really great. And in my head, because my spirit animal is a golden retriever puppy, I was like, oh my God, yay, let's be friends. But I was like, okay, try to keep her cool. But also, you know, who knows, right? So I was like, wow, that's really great. And I started asking her questions about her boyfriend, about how she liked the area. And by the time we got to our floor, we just like kept talking. And I was like, hey, you know what'd be really fun? Like, let's go grab a drink or something next week. And we ended up going and getting brunch, which was even more fun because, or not brunch, dinner was first. We just recently went to go get brunch. So we met up for dinner and we got, you know, got a chance to know each other better. And like, she's so sweet. And I would have never had that chance if I wasn't open to changes and open to, you know, possibilities. So I guess it's really like be open to changes, opportunities, possibilities. I think they all kind of fall under that same umbrella because you just never know. And so I think that when you're sitting there in disbelief because you're just so bogged down with like expectations and stress, feeling trapped, like all of those feelings can really, really weigh down on you. And so if you're open to possibilities, it relieves some of that expectation because there's this thought like, okay, well, you know what? If this one thing that I've wanted doesn't work out exactly the way that I think or exactly the way that I want it to work out, I'm just going to be open-minded and just see what else comes of it and just give it a try. And this isn't like a death sentence. Like I'm not saying to just, you know, like that's it. You know what? It's just so easy. Sure, Lizzie, no problem. Let me just, you know, just keep rolling with the punches and just accept changes like for the rest of my life and hope for the best. It's like these things happen in time. It's not going to take, you know, it'll take time to have this mindset shift where it's kind of like I'm going to more consciously be open to opportunities. And as I said in a previous episode, even if, for example, you give yourself like a day or a week to just try this out, if something goes quote unquote wrong, which by the way, I don't believe in like right or wrong anymore. I believe that there are just things that happen. And then based on that, new decisions are being made. But let's just say for this, you know, for this point in time during this episode right now, that if you're feeling like you did something wrong or you picked the wrong job or the wrong major or whatever it is that you're trying to pick right now, you know, try to be open-minded that something else could come along or just be open to the possibility of the unknown. It is super scary. And I hope that that doesn't add more stress, but hopefully that helps to relieve stress that you're kind of like, okay, well, this expectation could go either way and I'm just going to see what happens. The third step or the third point here is stop comparing yourself, period. Like stop comparing yourself to the girls on Instagram. I'm so guilty of that. I had to literally delete Instagram off my phone. Like I have a previous episode about why I gave up Instagram and then I would still go on it sometimes and just like, you know, just browse. And I was getting caught up in the whole like, oh my God, I can't believe this girl has this business. It's up and running. It looks like it's booming. And why am I not there yet? I can't believe that I'm so far behind. Like the wallowing, I know, like it needs to stop. So to relieve that expectation, Because I have no idea what that girl is going through. I have no idea if she hires, like, maybe she's got a whole team of people who's creating content for her. Maybe she, like, has been in business for 15 years and just recently went on Instagram, like, 2 years ago. And it seems like her business has been thriving for, like, years, but she's newer. I mean, right? Like, at the end of the day, you have no idea what is going on behind the scenes. Like, even companies and brands that have, like, BTS, it's just like the BTS that they want you to see. Like, if they're doing something really cool or charitable or like whatever, right? And they want you to see the behind the scenes, they're gonna show you what they want you to see. And I think we forget that sometimes. I think we forget that everything is a projection of like what we think other people want from us. And this is true in friendships, in relationships, at work. Like, we're always putting on a show. And there is a different personality that we have when we're, you know, locked up in our rooms. You know, we could be more introverted than how we are outside in the world. Or like maybe we're super introverted out in the world, but then at home, we're like super extroverted because we need time to warm up to people, right? So stop comparing yourself to all of the above. Anyone who you personally think in your life, or even just like, you know, someone that you don't know personally, you know, again, like an Instagram person or someone from Twitter or like a blogger that you really admire, like insert your, you know, model here in this and do yourself a favor and stop comparing yourself because there is no comparison. Like they're literally, you got, first of all, you're two different people. Second of all, You're on different paths. And thirdly, there are things that that person, you know, needs to talk about or needs to do that even if you're in like a similar line of work or you want to do something similar, do you realize that your story, your life story is unique to you? No one else on this planet has lived the exact same life that you've lived. Sure, there are universal feelings. We all experience fear and happiness. We all cry. We all get hurt and we bleed when we fall down. Oh my God, also, I love that song. it's called Human. Right, like there are things that tie us all together as the human race. And there are certainly people who have gone through similar traumas or experiences, but there is always like a very unique thing about the story that makes it different. There's something very uniquely different about you. And if your business model or your next blog post or your next content piece, you know, seems to be like someone else's, recognize that like it's not going to be exactly like someone else's. And isn't that a good thing? I mean, right? Like at the end of the day, you should be taking so much pride in the fact that you are different. Because if everyone was preaching the same message or like talking about the same thing or writing the same types of books, like how fucking boring would that be? That would be so lame. Like we need variety. There are six basic human needs that all of us need to fulfill every single day. Six. Ready? Here's the list. Certainty. Uncertainty/variety, love and connection, significance, growth, and contribution. Those are the six basic human needs. And so if everyone was doing the same thing, we would crave the variety. We would literally be begging people to do something different because we would just be going nuts. And the same goes true that like if everyone was doing something like then when you have too much variety, you need certainty to feel that sense of comfort and like hominess. So there's a balance and that's something to keep in mind as well. Now, the fourth thing is, again, going back to what I shared about a self-awareness is just recognizing the difference between achievement and perfectionism. Did I just hit a nerve? Did I just hear like an ouch? That was a mic drop moment? Yeah, I'm talking to myself here too, okay, by the way, so don't feel like you're alone in this because you're not. I mean, that is literally the whole mission statement of this podcast is like, you are not alone. If you are feeling or struggling with perfectionism and just, you know, maybe not knowing the difference right now. There is definitely a difference, and there are so many beautiful self-awareness exercises to recognize the difference between achievement and perfectionism. Do we need to set goals? Yes. Do we need to have specific actions laid out to reach those goals? Yes. Do certain things need to be measured in order to determine whether or not those goals are being met? Yes. Does it need to be perfect? No. No, 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 no. That is the biggest difference here, is that every single thing that you're doing is working you towards your ultimate goal. And really, like, our ultimate goal is like are the span of our lives. I mean, I look at, like, I just Googled earlier today that Oprah Winfrey is 65 years old. I had no idea. Bless her. She like looks so phenomenal. And she's just like such a, I mean, love her, obviously, but she's just like such an amazing person. I didn't even know that she was 65. I thought she was like, I don't know, like 50 or something. And I don't know. My point is like, we literally have our whole lives. She is still kicking ass and doing amazing things. And like, age is literally just a number. When you take care of your mind and your body and you nourish yourself with love and growth and you satisfy all six of those human needs with very positive vehicles to help you achieve those feelings, that is, you know, that's going to be like a continued timeline of your life. And so there's no need to feel like this expectation of like, and I'm guilty of this too, like, oh, I wanted to have a business, like a thriving business up and running by the time I was 30. I wanted to, you know, have a published book by now. I wanted to be at 5 million subscribers on YouTube, but I quit YouTube like 7 years ago. So there were unrealistic expectations. I mean, not necessarily unrealistic, because if I would have had the passion and the drive, which I'm giving you a little sneak peek for what the final like bullet of this is, but it had I set like smaller baby steps to reach that goal, then like, sure, maybe I would be like Bethany Moda, because she, you know, I don't know if you guys know, she started off as like Mac Barbie something 07 on YouTube as a beauty guru. And I think either we joined YouTube at the same time, or she was like slightly before me, or I was slightly before her. Whatever the case is, we were both on YouTube at the same time. And the girl has a book, a song, was on Dancing with the Stars, has a line at Aeropostale, like, you know, and she's got like 5 million followers or whatever. And she's doing amazing. And like, God bless her. She's truly such a beautiful light and like such an incredible human. And I really love her to pieces. I know that if that was something that I was really, truly passionate about at that time, I would have done the baby steps to get myself to that goal. But because I was putting so much expectation on myself and trying to achieve this perfect YouTube channel and this perfect, all of this stuff, I was like, you know what? I can't do this anymore. And I had like one of those moments of like, I cracked, because I started working right after college and I couldn't handle working a full-time job and managing that. I'm also not like a video editor. So the thought of editing video forever, or at least, you know, kind of indefinitely until I was on it, gave me the chills, because I just dreaded that part of it. And I was like, I don't have enough money to hire someone to do this. So I had to be like realistic. But the self-awareness exercises that I've been doing is to recognize the difference between achievement and perfectionism. So the fifth bullet point here is to pursue your dreams because they make you happy. When you do something because it makes you happy, you don't feel like you have to do it. You want to do it. Your vocabulary literally changes. Like, perfect example, I was just sending a voice message to my brother, and for like a hot second, just, you know, not even really paying attention to what I was saying, but just kind of sharing about my day and what I was doing and what I'm doing later, I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do my workout. Like, I caught myself right away that because working out has become such a big part of my life, and I love working out so much because it makes me feel alive and just like more flexible, more energy. Like it's just such a great feeling. And I was never the workout type. Okay. Like let us set the record straight. I hated working out, never worked out, never ate properly. I didn't know how to take care of my body. And now that I've been on this like fitness journey for the last year and a half, everything has changed. And I now do my workouts from home. Thanks to Beachbody. I'm so grateful. Shout out BB fam. You guys are fab. So my vocabulary changed. I didn't tell my brother like, ugh, I gotta do my workout, or like, oh, I have to do this. I'm like, no, I'm gonna do my workout. Like, I can't wait to do my workout. And then when I was talking about my podcast episode, I was like, I'm going to record a podcast episode. Like, I didn't say, oh, I have to, or I gotta. I was like, no, like, I can't wait to do that. I'm also going to continue studying for my life coach test that I'm taking, hopefully in the next 2 months. And again, it was coming from a place of like, I can't wait to like dive back into the books. So all three of those things were coming from a place of want. So with the YouTube, going back to that, I was doing fashion, and don't get me wrong, I definitely like to look nice, but I really don't care about like name brands. I didn't even know who like Yves Saint Laurent was until college, because my friend, you know, was like really, like she is really into fashion and looking good, and all of the like name brands are her thing. And you know, that's great. If that's your thing, that's your thing. Kudos, props. I think I wanted it to be my thing so badly that guess what I did? I was setting expectations. Like I almost left my university to go to FIT because I thought that was like what I needed to do. And that would have just been awful because that's just not me. So I stayed at my college doing finance and economics and did nothing with my degree. But that is neither here nor there. I still like had an amazing experience, and everything post-college got me to where I am. So, but with YouTube, I was like, you know, all right, fashion, cool. I was doing it when I was bored at home, like during summer vacation, because I didn't have like all of my friends around me since we moved. And I was just doing this thing. And it was cool, you know, for the time being, but it wasn't something that I saw myself doing long term. And so it became more of a stress. And so going back to my note, if I was telling myself, I don't like when other people have or put pressure or expectation on me, and since I did that to myself for so many years, it's overwhelming, maybe I shouldn't try, or I'll always need to perform. Like that image of trying, like always needing to perform, is just like eliminated from my like expectations now, because I don't see it as an act. I don't see it as like I need to perform or like keep up with the Joneses or try to be this like, you know, perfect person. I'm like, okay, I'm still getting a little bit stressed because I recognize that there's like a lot of content that I'm putting out there with just me. Like I don't have a team, I don't have a partner. So like all of my podcasts and my tweets, I have like three different Twitter accounts now. There's like my personal one, the one for this podcast, and then one for like a podcaster tribe. And I'm managing all of that while managing my freelance recruiting position, while helping mentor people at Dale Carnegie, while doing life coaching and producing content like to, you know, talk about the podcast. And so there's a lot. I mean, there definitely is a very, very like large number of content pieces that need, that like, you know, not need, that are just distributed through the different channels, whether it's YouTube or this podcast or Twitter or whatever. And so I get stressed about that sometimes, but like, I'm finally doing something that I really love. Like I love being in the mental health space. I love learning more about like my obsessive compulsive disorder. I love being able to share things with people that have worked for me. And I love learning from people. I mean, again, that's the reason why I want this podcast to be, you know, for women, by women, connecting women. Like we're all here in this together because it's like a sisterhood. We're all here to support one another, and we're learning and growing together. And I think that is such a beautiful, beautiful thing. And that is my why, And that's why I'm doing this, and that's what gets me super pumped and excited. So, to recap, become aware of expectations, remember who is setting them, be open to changes, new opportunities, possibilities, stop comparing yourself, knowing the difference, a self-awareness exercise, achievement versus perfectionism, and pursue your dreams because it makes you happy. So go forth into this world. But please, please do us all a favor and bless us all with like the incredible good vibes that you have to share, because you are absolutely amazing. You absolutely can relieve yourself from expectation and from stress and from anxiety and from worry. It's not going to be easy, but remember, you are not alone. There are so many resources and people, and I am here for you. So please reach out to me on Twitter. Feel free to send me a DM. Whatever makes you feel more comfortable, I am here for you. This podcast also lets, through Anchor, you are also able to send me like a question or record a question. So if there's anything that comes to mind or you want me to elaborate on anything more after this, please let me know. Otherwise, I hope that if this moved you and inspired you, and maybe if you learned something new, that you will share this and spread the love and the good vibes. And remember, you are awesome. Take a nice deep breath in, deep breath out. You got this. You are resilient, badass, phenomenal woman. I am so proud of you. Thank you so much for listening. Have an amazing, amazing day. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this week's episode. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and tune in next week for a new topic. To help spread the good vibes, please share this episode with friends and family, or if you share on social, be sure to tag me at Coach Lizzie.